Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
As we know, many women know and understand the stigma that comes with body hair, particularly hair that is somewhere other than our legs. But now one woman is trying to break that stigma by embracing the hair that is growing on her face. She's over 69,000 followers on TikTok. Sarah Goleman is making waves on social media by sharing her experience with hirsutism, it's called. It's a condition that causes excessive hair growth in women, often caused by polycystic ovary syndrome. And we are delighted to have Sarah on the show today to share her story. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
It's great to have you. Sarah, first off, can you just explain to listeners what PCOS and hirsutism is?
Sure. So PCOS, also known as polycystic ovary syndrome, is a hormonal disorder that affects the ovaries. And basically, the ovaries produce more androgens than normal, and androgens are typically associated with male puberty, such as testosterone. So, and hirsutism is excessive body hair, which is one of the symptoms of PCOS.
Okay. And when did you first start noticing facial hair? How old?
So I was about 17 years old, and I started getting like wispy hairs on my face that were very light in colour. So my mum then took me to the doctors to investigate, and they ran blood tests, and I had an ultrasound scan and an internal scan to check for cysts on my ovaries, and they didn't find anything. And contrary to popular belief, you don't actually have to have cysts on your ovaries to have PCOS. So then the blood tests come back and the hormone levels were not normal. Okay. So then I had my diagnosis.
How did you feel seeing hair grown on your face, especially at that age? It's quite a tricky age anyway, but how are you feeling inside?
I felt really insecure about it. Mm. I didn't know anybody else with the condition. And I just felt basically like a bit of a weirdo. Just very insecure. I didn't want anybody to touch my face or basically even look in my direction. I was that insecure about it.
And so did you do anything? Did you have laser hair removal? Did you try and get rid of it? Or what did you do back then?
So I just basically tried my best to cover it with makeup, but because it was so like long and wispy, it didn't really work. It just coated the hairs with the makeup. But my mum did actually take me for a course of laser hair removal. And the laser therapist told me to shave my face for the initial appointment. And then I had the course of laser treatment and the laser didn't work. So then I was stuck in the cycle of shaving.
Oh, no. And how thick or noticeable did it get?
It did get more noticeable. So as I got older, the hair started to grow darker. Not necessarily thicker, but it did get darker. So it is quite noticeable now, and it has been quite noticeable for quite some time now.
Okay. And then we have this pandemic. How did that change your relationship with shaving your face?
The pandemic actually really helped me because we were able to wear masks, which meant that I could go every other day and without shaving my face. And it meant that I gave my face a break from shaving. And also it got me used to seeing the hair.
Okay. And did you become more comfortable with it? Because this is a condition you have. I mean, it's not. But did you get used to looking at yourself with hair?
It really helped me seeing the facial hair and me having a break from shaving. It did, you know, I did get quite comfortable with it, and I just thought, you know, it's literally just hair. It's not a big deal.
Well, you got so comfortable with it, amazingly, you decided to start sharing your story on social media. So how is the reaction?
The reaction mostly has been amazing from people. I have had a lot of support, you know, people telling me how brave I am and, you know, they could never share their stories. I've also had like lots of people in the same boat reaching out to me saying, you know, thanks so much for sharing this. I thought I was alone. But then on the other hand, you know, you can get trolled quite a lot on social media, which hasn't been great, but I've learned to deal with it now.
Is this a Is this a common thing? You said people started reaching out to you. Did you find it was more common than you thought it was?
Yeah, actually, it's unbelievable because so many people, most of my followers actually have polycystic ovary syndrome and deal with facial hair. So, you know, you literally feel so alone when you find out, when you get a diagnosis. So, you know, for these people, obviously seeing somebody like me makes them feel, you know, that they're not weird.
Yeah, I mean, it must be a difficult thing to go through, especially at that age, you know. But if a young girl discovers facial hair at mm-hmm. that age, the preteen, teenage, what would you say to her?
I would just basically tell her not to worry, but to seek advice from a GP and make sure you push the GP for the answers that you deserve, because a lot of GPs don't really know much about the condition. So you will go to an appointment like I did and you'll come away from it and with no information whatsoever and no treatment options. At the moment, GPs, the only thing that they prescribe is weight loss. But, you know, for a lot of people, even losing weight doesn't get rid of the symptoms.
Mm. Yeah, and just talk to me about that. I mean, we all know facial hair is one of the symptoms. Is there anything else that you've suffered with PCOS?
So irregular periods definitely is a big one. So mine are all over the place. And also I know that other symptoms can be infertility, thinning hair, weight gain. It's very difficult to lose weight when you have PCOS.
Is there much information out there about PCOS? I mean, like, is there much help? Is there websites? Is there groups that people can go to?
There are websites that, so if you do Google about polycystic ovary syndrome, there is information out there, but, you know, that nobody really talks about it because it's such a taboo subject, especially with things like facial hair. And there's no representation in the media either.
Yeah, and it's so common. So, Sarah, if people want to follow your story or reach mm-hmm. out to you, where can they go?
So I am on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok and my handle is thatgirlsare, so S-A-R-E.
Well, listen, I wish you the very best of luck in everything you do. I think you're so brave for being so open and honest about this. Thank you for coming on the show and best of luck with everything, okay?
No, thank you so much. Thanks for having
me. Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Sarah Goldman. Sufferer of PCOS, and it's such a common thing, and everybody has different symptoms. Somebody just texts me now, "Hi Jen, I have a similar problem. I was checked twice for PCOS, but negative. My GP referred me to an endocrinologist to investigate hair growth further. It is just hirsutism, which we've been talking about, with no family or genetic history, but I just have it. I tried laser, but it never worked. I'm on medication now to block testosterone and now don't shave the face as often. I used to shave daily and even had a razor in my car if I went anywhere and noticed it. I'm now 30 and it took since I was 17 to get to the bottom of it. That must be infuriating to not know what's going on. But always go to your GP and always keep knocking on that door to get an answer. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.